Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Last week, the Tasmanian Attorney General, Elise Archer, confirmed that the Tasmanian state government is reviewing the Births, Deaths and Marriages Act and is looking to stop forced trans divorce in the state. Currently, transgender Tasmanians can't change the gender on their birth certificate unless they have surgery to remove their reproductive organs. But Tasmania's transgender community are speaking up, saying it's time to also address the other barriers that prohibit transgender people from living full and equal lives. Tomorrow afternoon, Tasmania's transgender community will come together and stand tall as they begin to campaign for the rights of transgender Tasmanians. Dean Arcuri spoke with Tasmanian gay and lesbian rights group spokesperson Martine Delaney.
Well, forced divorce is obviously an important thing, but it's something that state governments and territories have been told they have to do to comply with the amendments to the Marriage Act. And we just feel there's an opportunity here for Tasmania to take some really positive steps, correct some of the stuff that's gone on in the past. And I would say that Tasmania probably had the most draconian laws in regard to gender and diverse people in relation to cross-dressing. Cross-dressing was illegal in Tasmania, and between sunset and sunrise until 2000. Our surgery requirements were far more stringent and draconian than any other state or territory. And the record's not great. And we think there's now an opportunity for the government to address that in one hit while they're dealing with the issue of forced divorce.
The reality when it comes to issues in regards to the trans community is there are a lot of things that need to be tackled on this level. So how do you even approach that? What do you look at and go, here's a list of a lot of things that you can do something about right now instead of just focusing on this one thing that you have to do?
What we're doing is organising a group of sex and gender diverse Tasmanians, non-binary, trans, and preparing them to spend time talking to government, talking to opposition and other members of both houses of parliament to say, look, this is how this affects our lives. These laws around birth certificates, around forced divorce and surgery requirements really create big difficulties for us, and we would like you to address them. It's happened in other parts of the world, and none of it has caused the sky to collapse. The sun keeps coming up every day, and life goes on for everybody else.
It's actually really wonderful that when this issue has been put out there, as much as everyone goes, it's great, another state is going to be saying, you know, no more forced trans divorce. And it's actually wonderful that you guys have taken that opportunity and not waited and have stepped up straight away and gone, that's great, but...
We're in a good position to do that. Back in 2015, the then Anti-Discrimination Commissioner, Robin Banks, undertook a lengthy consultation and prepared a discussion paper with the government, which looked at the situation around the world, looked at the situation in Tasmania, and made a whole series of recommendations to the Attorney General and Cabinet on what could be done to correct that. So we've got that all there. And it would be a relatively simple procedure for the government to progress some of that while they're doing the forced divorce amendment that they need to do to comply with the amended Marriage Act.
What are things like for trans people within Tasmania right now?
It has certainly improved because there's been a lot more sort of media coverage of trans issues, some of which has been caused by the conservative right seeking to target trans people as the weak link in the same-sex marriage debate. There's been a lot more coverage and there's a lot more understanding of the issue. When I was young, when I was transitioning, nobody would have talked openly of a child undergoing a social transition while they're in primary school. And we've got that happening here in Tasmania, and we've got that happening in Catholic primary schools here. And again, you know, the sun keeps coming up every day and the sky doesn't collapse. It doesn't affect other people, but there is still discrimination, and you still have trans people faced with the fact that if they want to apply for a job, they have a birth certificate which shows a very different situation to their reality. There's still discrimination out there. Trans people are subject to some pretty ugly things at times, but it is slowly improving. I think the government has the opportunity to lead here and to affect change in societal thinking in a bigger way. It's a bit like the Anti-Discrimination Act, and the repeal of gay sex laws here in Tasmania in 1997. In a way, the government taking that step and saying it's not illegal helped bring about a change in the way Tasmanians thought about same-sex couples. And I think the same thing can happen with trans stuff.
We have an opportunity now. There are so many important conversations going on in relation to marginalised people in our communities that haven't had a chance and an opportunity to have this voice. So it's really important for everyone else to actually get behind you all and stand with you guys and help. How is that something people can do?
People can do that in any number of ways, but it doesn't take long to write an email to your member of parliament to say, hey, look, there's great things happening. Can we support this? Write a letter to the editor. And even in day-to-day life, not being freaked out and too scared to nod your head and say hello to a trans person, because if you're seen doing that, then it has an influence on other people. They say, oh, they must be normal. Somebody else is treating them as a normal human being. Because I think the problem for trans people is anybody whose gender identity doesn't fit within the norm, is that they're quite often seen and viewed as other, as different, and not simply as a variation on any situation. So it's just to treat sex and gender diverse people as people. Me being trans is just one aspect of my life. I'm raising a child. I write movies and TV shows for a living, and I do a whole lot of other things. And I'm a good cook. I'm a whole lot of other things aside from being a trans person. So don't use that as the one thing that marks me. And if people did that, it would make a difference. Look, I'm just entirely confident we can do this, and it's something that, I think I had my first meeting with an attorney general to discuss this 14 a bit years ago, and it's taken a long, long time, but I think we're at a point where with goodwill and a commitment to equality from our politicians, we can fix this thing.
That was Dean Arcuri with Tasmania's Gay and Lesbian Rights Group spokesperson, Martine Delaney. Tomorrow, Transforming Tasmania begins their campaign, asking politicians to take this opportunity to not just change one unjust law and barrier for transgender Tasmanians, but all of them. If you'd like to sign the petition to stop forced surgery on transgender Australians, you can find the link on our social media at The Informer on Joy 94.9 on Facebook and at The Informer Joy on Twitter.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.